තමන්ට මේ ලැබිලා තියෙන විවේකේ, මේ ලැබිලා තියෙන සාන්තිය, මේ ලැබිලා තියෙන ඒ හුදෙකලා බව වැඩි කිරීම සඳහා කුමක් කළ යුතුද ඒ දේ කරන්න. එතකොට තේරෙයි ඔය සවුන්ඩ් ඔෆ් සයිලන්ස් කිව්වත්, ভাইබ්‍රේෂන් කිව්වත්, ශබ්ද රූප ගන්ධක ඔක්කොම එකම තමයි. අපි එක එක නම් දාන්නේ නැතුව ඔක්කොටම නමක් දාන්නේ නැතුව නිකන් ඉන්නේ. එතකොට නිවන් දැක්කව. නම් දැමිල්ලෙන් තමයි ඔක්කොම රඩු සරුවලේ, පෙන් කරච්චලේ ඔක්කොම පටන් ගන්න. ඒ නිසා ගොජේ දිහා බලහනේ ඉන්න ඔය ඕකට කියන්නේ සම්තතිය කියලා, ෆ්ලක්ස් කියලා කියනවා. ගොජේ කියලා අපි දාගත්ත නමක් මේ හුරතල් කරන්න ඕනවට. මේක දිහා බලහනේ ඉන්න නංගනන් දාන්නේ නැතුව. නංගනන් දාන්නේ නැතුව ඉන්න බැරි කමක් තියෙනවා. ඒකට තමයි කෙලස් කියන්නේ. මේ දකින්න දේවල් වලට නන්නවනම් දාන්න නැතුව ගතිය තමයි අපිට තියෙන කෙලෙස්. ඒක පොඩි දරුවට නෑ. මොකද පොඩි දරුවට ඒක තාම ඇවිල්ලා නෑ. ඉතින් අපේ අම්මලා තාත්තලා කොහොම හරි පොඩි දරුවට ඒක උගන්වන්නට වත් කියන යන්තම් උට 6-4 තේරට පටන් ගත්තා ඌ සදා සොත්ති. ඊට පස්සේ ආයෙ ගොඩ ගන්න බෑ එක. ඉතින් අම්දන්නේම අම්මලා තාත්තලා තමයි. ඊට පස්සේ පන්ති කාමරවලට ගියාට පස්සේ එක එක සබ්ජෙක්ට් මැටර් ස්පෙෂලිස්ට්ලා උන්ගේ කුණු හරපටි උගන්වන්න. ඊට පස්සේ උට කවදාවත් වස්තු අධ්‍යය බලන්න බෑ. ඌ දකින්නට දාගත්ත ලේබල් එක තමයි අඳපු ඇඳිල්ල තමයි. බුදුරජාණන්සේ විතරයි අඳුරනි ගලවලා දාන්නේ. ගලලා කියනවා මේ දැන් මොකද දිහා බලන්න හිටපන්. කොහොමද බලන්නේ ඉන්නේ? බකන් නිලාගෙන ඉන්න කියන්නේ. දැක්කට නොදැක්කාවේ. ඇහුණට නෑ ඇහුණ ආසේ. දැනුණට නොදැනුණ ආසේ. පණ දෙවලට මලමිනියක්සේ හිටපන් කියලා. ඉතින් අපිට ඒක අමාරුයි. මොකද අපි මේ අපිට තියෙන මොකද්ද urge එක. මං කියන්නේ කුයි කුයි ගන්නවා කිය. ඒ කුයි කුයි ගන්න නිසා මේ මොන්නම දෙයක් දිහාවත් බලලා නිකන් හිටපන් කින් කරන්න බෑ. ඒකට ලේබල් එකක් දාන දාපු ගමන් ඊට පස්සේ ඉතින් in and out difference එකයි, ජාතිවාදයයි, fundamentalism යි. ඒ නිසා භාවනා කරන වෙලාවට එකක්වත් නම් දාන්නේ නැතුව සංඥාකරණයක් කරන්නේ නැතුව ගොජේ සමස්තය සන්තතිය ෆ්ලක්ස් මේ දිහා බලාගෙන ඉන්න. ඒ කියන්නේ ගල් බමුණෙක් වාගේ, මැටි බුද්ධෙක් වාගේ දිහා බලාගෙන හිටියනම් කවුරුත් එන්නේ අපිත් එක්ක රණ්ඩු කරන්නේ. මේක හෙලි කරන්න ඕනෙකමකුත් නෑ ඇත්තටම. හෙලි කරන්න ගියාට පස්සේ ලොකු ප්‍රශ්නයක් තියෙනවා, කොමියුනිකේෂන් ප්‍රශ්නයක් එනවා. නමුත් කියනකොට තේරෙනවා මේ මේකට තමයි වෙලා තියෙන. ඒකට දෙන්න තියෙන උත්තරේ තමයි 4-5 පුළුවන් තරම් වර්ධනය කරන්න. මුල් වල දාහිලා තියෙන වොග්ගක් half knowledge එක තියෙන්නේ. පුළුවන් තරම් විවේක වෙන්න අරින්න. පුළුවන් තරම් ආතති නැතුව යන්න අරින්න. ඒ නිසා කුමක් කළ යුතුද කියලා ඇහුවත් කියන්න තියෙන නිකන් හිටපන් එච්චරමයි කියන්නේ. ඒක විතරමයි ඇහෙන්නේ නැත්තේ. ලංකාවට කන් ලාවට තමයි ඇහෙන්නේ.
That's all the questions, and may I please make a request about the questions, that please put the questions by at least by 6 o'clock. It took a little while to read all these questions, so from tomorrow 6 p.m. by 6 p.m. tomorrow and on every other day. Thank you.
If there are any other comments or any other questions, please.
Singular.
Either one, you or he.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I can give the question.
I can only thank you because I, in principle, I thought of not to do it. So if they two of them are ready to do this help, welcome.
I'll give you the question.
Company? Vibration. Vibration.
Vibration.
Vibration. Vibration, or you can say the flux. Or energy, or power. Power means not the pinna, opposite of pinna. This power is power. So it have a lot of names. So you have to really give more options and see. This vibration is exactly the sound of silence. This is what you call the peace of mind, or the datum line. Upon that only all the things are happening. All the things are demanding a name, but this datum line demanding no name, don't attribute any name, just look at it as if you are a blind person.
Would you like to come to the mic?
I think my voice is quite loud.
But recording purposes, recording sorry.
Purposes.
Just a simple question. Bhante, what I wanted to ask you was this vibration business this lady or gentleman was talking about. While watching it, will you think about Dhammanupassana or will it naturally come as you go along? Or do you just sort of encourage, because this vibration can lead to impermanence, all these kind of things. So. Do you encourage that kind of thing when you see this this vibration after a long time when you go into a deep state? Would you encourage or try to steer it towards Dhammanupassana so that you will get more wisdom? Can you comment on that?
No choice. You have no choice. You have to just observe. Anything you're going to do, you can only disturb it. Mm-hmm. Anything you do is turbulent. You let that unturbulent flow to go, that is your maximum contribution to the meditation, that is called just being.
So subsequently, would it be correct if I said that it will automatically come?
Come to what?
A higher level of, you know...
Don't try to put any label, don't expect higher or low. That's it. You have to see how long you can do without any question, without any doubt, without the inferential added. Just observe. It's a matter of time. No theory, no science. It's an art. That is the most lacking thing in your character.
Thank you, Bhante.
No problem.
Is that time to ask another question?
Yes, you have to come here.
Be in the box.
Itti kudona mokadda kiyanne ida english in
box ekak kiyala
ida witness
box or remand or
not the remand it is
it's the box it's called the box
witness box. Mike ekata katha karanna one hina vela hariyanne
english in kiyanne danne karata
oba dann ekek kiya
man dekama danna
eka matath eka yada ambare
Bhante, this is an experience. When I'm actually with the vibration, it's 24 hours if I don't sleep. And what I'm actually thinking, because I have learned at the beginning, the mind cannot take two things. But when I'm feeling vibrations, if I get sound of silence, they both are prominent. And then it feels like I feel both at the same time. So I was wondering, am I going against the rule of the mind or is it something which is there like vibration, but maybe sound of silence is coming newly, so my attention is getting there, but that is also in the background. So I don't know whether I have understood it correctly. I have no answer to this phenomena which is happening at the same time.
No, the vibration as well as the sound of silence, both are vibrations. Different manifestation. They can happen side by side or one after the other. That's the depth. So you have to understand this vibration is utter potential. Utter energy, it can be appear like anything. If you think it as a sound, it is a sound. If you think it as a light, it is a light. If you think it as a lightness, it is lightness. What do you think that you are? So your consciousness is the one giving names and fabricating. So you are asking consciousness just to take a distance observer status and look at it. It can't.
So Bhante, then it feels like whole body consciousness.
That consciousness do not know boundaries. It has no time and space. You are the one going to give in and out, me and not me, past, present. Deep vibration, subtle vibration, all the kind of labels, that is the only cursor, only poison, only cancer. So you have to train yourself, this utmost training, not to mingle with it, not to manipulate it, but to be fully vigilant and observe like a blind person. Very difficult.
So, Bhante, is it now kind of similar to the Ditte Dittamatta?
No. Not really. It is exactly what you see or you feel, you hear or you conceive it consciously, but you deny, you disavow as you have seen. You look at it as a blind person. That's the biggest art. And then you can see, leave that consciousness, leave that vibration unpolluted, unmanipulated. And then it loses its karmic forces power, karma for causing powers. And you can see, very innocent. Once you put your hand, once you fork your fingers, it becomes virulent. It becomes like anything. So you are the person make troubles. You don't troubles.
Until troubles you.
That is the difficult thing.
Thank
so
you.
So I never thought of giving that in the first day, but can't help it.
Regarding the same point about the vibration, you mentioned that we should not poke fingers into that. And what I have experienced is that while being unmindful and having my mind gone into other thoughts and so on, this natural phenomenon is happening equally as when I am mindful. Sometimes only thing that can happen is I poke my fingers when I am mindful. So I'm finding unmindful periods probably a bit easier to handle than mindful time. That is my volitional activities trying to alter the natural happening.
The unmindfulness and mindfulness are reciprocal each other. You cannot understand unmindfulness unless you are training mindful. You are trying to be mindful. You cannot understand mindfulness without you become unmindful. They become contrast because they are shifting one to the other. It's utterly cause and effect relationship. It demands no any egotistic center. It demands no any conceit. It demands no any desire. They are happening in a very nice way. They know it's happening in the universal law. Only thing is, I can't look at it without forking fingers. So unmindfulness and mindfulness are depending upon each other. We consider this is good, this is bad, this is black, this is white. That is your labeling. That is your value system. That's the one torturing you. So they have been aeons, very friendly. But we try to give labels and kind of things. So the day you love unmindfulness, then you understand 100% you are mindful. All the day you are mindful.
Yeah, today I had a difficult day. I could not, I did not expect to be mindful because I have a lot of thoughts in other matters. To my surprise, actually, my meditations were even better than the other days. Although the mind goes into other thoughts, this natural happening is going on equally, so I was very relieved to see that.
So I would say, remove the term meditation, instead use the term mindfulness. They are married, but give them divorce. I try my best. So people find fault with me. Whenever people are using the term meditation, it is like a God and love misusing. It's utterly confusing. The day you remove mind with the meditation out of your vocabulary, you are a human, the simple being. And you are mindful. And you are mindful about unmindfulness. You are mindful about your mistakes. You are mindful about your eccentric mind. So what is wrong? Because he also the same, I also the same. So we become human. Moment the meditation comes into being, all the religious values and kind of thing happen. But I don't think that you can't tackle it. You can tackle it. But to take the situation in a simple way, remove the term meditation because it is rather misleading. Just like love. Just like God.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, we are going to take a few minutes and share merit with all the seen and unseen beings, and being the first day without much of trouble, so much of people help in organizing seen and unseen. May all rejoice the merits that we accrued, and all our relatives, and last but not the least, for our realization. With that in our mind, we are going to recite traditional stanzas. Those who know may follow, others may listen attentively. Ettavata cagammehi sambhataṃ puñña sampadaṃ sabbe devā anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiyā. Ettavata cagammehi sambhataṃ puñña sampadaṃ sabbe bhūtā anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiyā. Ettavata cagammehi sambhataṃ puñña sampadaṃ sabbe sattā anumodantu
sabba sampatti siddhiyā.
Ākāsattā ca bhummattā divā nāgā mahiddhikā puññantaṃ anumodittvā ciraṃ rakkantu sāsanaṃ. Ākāsattā ca bhummattā divā nāgā mahiddhikā puññantaṃ anumodittvā ciraṃ rakkantu desanaṃ. සත්තා ච බුම්මත්තා දීවා නාග මහිත්‍තිකා පුඤ්ඤ අනුමෝදිත්වා චිරං රක්ඛන්තු මං පරං ඉදං ෝ ඥාතීනං හෝතු සුඛිතා හොන්තු ඥාතයෝ ඉදං ෝ ඥාතීනං හෝතු සුඛිතා හොන්තු ඥාතයෝ ඉදං ෝ ඥාතීනං හෝතු සුඛිතා හොන්තු ඥාතයෝ. ඉමිනා පුඤ්ඤ කම්මේන මාමේ බාල සමාගමෝ සතං සමාගමෝ හෝතු යාව නිබ්බාන පත්තියා. ඉමිනා පුඤ්ඤ කම්මේන මාමේ බාල සමාගමෝ සතං සමාගමෝ හෝතු යාව නිබ්බාන පත්තියා. ඉමිනා පුඤ්ඤ කම්මේන මාමේ බාල සමාගමෝ සතං සමාගමෝ හෝතු යාව නිබ්බාන පත්තියා. සාදු සාදු සාදු. සුඛී හොන්තු. සාදු සාදු අනුමෝදාමි. සාදු අනුමෝදි තබ්බං.
ඕකාස ද්වාරත්‍රේන කතං සබ්බං අක්ඛයං තමති මේ බන්දේ.
කමාමි කමිතබ්බං. අභිවාදන සීලිස නිච්ඡං වද්දා පචායිනෝ චත්තාරෝ ධම්මා වඩ්ඩಂತಿ ආයුවන්නෝ සුඛං බලං ආයුරාරෝග්‍ය සම්පත්ති සග්ග සම්පත්ති මේවච අතෝ නිබ්බාන සම්පත්ති මිනාතිය සමිජ්ජතු. supatitta supatitta sukhi hotu. May you be healthy, wealthy and happy.